Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 9, day 3 of our study of Ephesians and Philippians. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Philippians 3, 7 through 11. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Why don't we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. We want to know you more today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Philippians 3, starting in verse 7. But whatever gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. What we talked about yesterday, Paul talks about how he was perfect in righteousness according to the law. And we talked yesterday about what that looked like for the Pharisees, the rabbis. Paul starts out this chapter calling the rabbis, the Pharisees, evildoers, dogs, mutilators of the flesh. And what he's talking about, he's saying, according to their law. Now, I don't believe that Paul is talking about the law of Moses, the word of God. Paul is talking about the law, and I would say little L law in this case, that the Pharisees and the rabbis had come up with, that really superseded the law of Moses. They had gotten so nitpicky, and they started to massage things to make them work for themselves. If you didn't listen to yesterday's podcast, I'd encourage you to listen to one of the examples I gave of how they would massage things in the law to fit their needs and their whims. And Paul is saying, listen, I did all of that. And now all of that, I count it loss. I count everything, anything that I would have gained, all of the notoriety that I gained from being really good at following that law and doing what they said, I count it all as loss for the sake of Jesus. For the sake of Jesus. Paul goes on, he really doubles down on this idea of just what garbage. He calls that law, again, this is not the word of God that he's talking about. This is not the law of Moses. This is not him talking about God's word. He's talking about the law that the Pharisees and rabbinical tradition had created on top of the word of God. He's saying all of that, I consider that garbage. And the word for garbage that he uses here, he's not just saying garbage. This is the connotation, the inference here is that this is refuse. This is what you go to the toilet to do, and then you throw it out. You know, back when most people kind of had a chamber pot kind of thing, they dump out their windows, saying, that's what I considered. He basically was saying, I consider all of that stuff poop. He's not cussing. He's being culturally appropriate here. That's not the connotation of the word he's saying, but that is what he's talking about. Think about this, the stuff that went into the chamber pot and you threw out the window, that is what I consider that law of the Pharisees that I spent so much of my life trying to adhere to. That's what I consider compared to the surpassing greatness of what I have gained by faith through grace in Jesus. What I have gained through the grace of Jesus because of my faith in him, I consider everything else garbage. And that is so true. Every bit of righteousness that man would give us. I mean, how often do we look at people, you know, as preachers and ministers or whatever, and we say, oh, that is a righteous person. And then sometime later we find out that, oh my gosh, they had all of these secret sins. I mean, it seems to come out, you know, for these people, they have these huge falls from grace. We see them all the time, it seems like now. We see these huge falls from grace, and we realize that all of these secret sins going on in the background, like, man, I thought they were righteous. They looked righteous, but they were really just putting on this show. You know, we are so accustomed to doing it. It's in our human nature to attribute righteousness, for people to attribute righteousness onto other people. And so those people, you know, having that righteousness attributed to them, it feels really good. It feels really good up until that moment, until everybody finds out, until it all comes crashing down. And yes, there's this tension going on in the background, but there's all this justification. Well, you know, I'm doing these good things, so it's not that big a deal that I've got these secret sins going on, all this other kind of stuff. It's not really that bad. I'm okay in this because I'm doing so many good things. There's that justification, and so many people think so highly of me that it's important that I keep doing these things. There's all of those justifications that are going on. People love that kind of praise from people, but the righteousness ascribed to you from people is worth nothing. It's worth absolutely nothing. The only righteousness that is attributed to us that's worth anything is when Jesus calls us righteous, when God himself says, you are made righteous. That's the only thing that matters. We have to, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, consider anything that we gain from people, any notoriety, any praise that we gain from people, loss in comparison to the insurpassing greatness of what we gain from Jesus and his righteousness that we get from him. It's all garbage. It's all the stuff you throw out in a chamber pot compared to what we gain from faith in Jesus. Verse 10, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection of the dead. Paul is saying, I don't want to strive for all of that other stuff that I strove for in the past. What I want to strive for is to be like Jesus. And not only to be like him in his resurrection and the glory, but I want to be like him even in his sufferings. If that's what draws me closer to him, if that's what helps me catch a glimpse into what true righteousness is, that's what I want. So Paul is saying here, he's starting this, and he's going to double down on this in the next few passages. He's saying, I haven't attained this. I want to know Christ in this way. I want to know the power of his resurrection like this. Paul is not saying, I'm there. I know his power like this. I've left behind this other stuff, and now I know him like this. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I have left behind that stuff. I see it for what it is now, and I want to press on to know Jesus. Not only is in the glory of his resurrection, but in the pain of his sufferings, I want to know Jesus in every way that he is. I don't want to just know Jesus in the good ways. That's very popular in our culture today. You know, I mean, Jesus loves us. He wants to shower us with blessings. He wants to make us prosperous. We love all the things, and all of those things are actually true. He does love to make us prosperous. He does love us. He does want to see us succeed. He does want to see us, you know, overcoming and overflowing. He does want all of those things. But that's not exactly the whole story, because we do have to suffer. We do suffer loss at times. We do go through those things. And Paul is saying, when I go through those things, I want to suffer them for the sake of Christ. I want to know sufferings. I want to have those things if they make me more like Jesus. If I get to fellowship with him in those things, if I get to partake with him in those things. And Paul would probably say, I don't want to just suffer just because I need to suffer and not gain anything for Jesus. Like, if I'm going to suffer, I want it to be for something. I want to actually fellowship. I want to know Jesus in the fellowship of his sufferings. I don't want to be for nothing. I want to fellowship with Jesus in those sufferings. He hasn't attained. None of us have attained, but we want to leave behind the garbage that is so easily passed around between people for the sake of knowing Jesus, not just in his glory. We want to know him in his glory. We also want to know him in his sufferings. That knowing him and being like him, we will be raised from the dead. And again, Paul is not saying here that it's his works that are going to allow him to attain to the resurrection of the dead. Paul knows, this is so clear throughout the rest of his epistles, that Paul understands that it is grace through faith that we are made righteous, that we attain to the resurrection of the dead. What he's saying here is when he says, you know, somehow attaining to the resurrection, that he's saying, I don't deserve this. But in the fact that like God has just given this to me, I want to make my life worth it. I don't want to just receive this resurrection from the dead. Now that I have been granted eternal life, I don't want to just sit back and receive it and say, thank you, God. I'll talk to you when I get there. Paul's saying, I want to live my life, every single thing I do, in the glory and the sufferings for Jesus, that I would attain to this, that I would be worthy of this. I told a story about, you know, the movie Saving Private Ryan, where the main character is like, you know, he's like, live a good life. I've given my life for you. And at the end of that man's life, Private Ryan's life, he looks at his wife and he says, did I live a good life? Did I do it? Paul's saying the same thing here. I want to live my life in such a way that I have been worthy of this. Knowing that we're not actually worthy. We're never worthy. We can't work our way into this. But as best as he can, as best as we can, we want to live our lives in such a way that we have been worthy of the sacrifice of Jesus for us. Again, it's not our works that get us saved. Paul's not saying that here. He's only saying that I want to live worthy of the sacrifice that was made for me. That's what I want. I haven't attained there. I'm not there yet. And I don't think you are either. But let's band together in our pursuit of that, of running as hard as we can after Jesus so that we would attain to that resurrection, that we would live a life worthy of the gospel, as Paul said. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.